Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smalls Cast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. Welcome back to this week. We've got another short one with you guys this week, and we've got Mr. Dennis Cater out in the field. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, thanks a lot, Nate.
There for a second, I didn't think I had you on off mute, but hey, you came through, so we're good.
Oh, good. Well, I hope I sound okay. It is a little windy. I'm standing outside here. I am at the Mount Princeton Hot Springs, just south of Buena Vista, Colorado, for the Colorado UAS Fall Roundup, which, if you are part of the Colorado UAV, Unmanned Aerial Systems, or RPV, Remotely Piloted Vehicles, or what was the other one I heard today? FP, First Person Vehicle. Highly recommend you attend this conference. This was the 9th year, so next year's 10 years. And beautiful, beautiful location at the Mount Princeton Hot Springs, just at the base of Mount Princeton, 14,000, actually between Mount Princeton and Mount Antero with 14ers. What a great event. 2 days of UAVs, basically. Yesterday was Colorado has one of the only active drone parks in the United States where you're cleared to fly drones and race drones outside. We had a bunch of demos from a whole bunch of different vendors out here and showcased their technologies, as well as the Chaffee County Search and Rescue. They're actually doing a demo or a discussion right now on how they did a night rescue using UAVs up on Mount Princeton, which is pretty cool. But lots of cool technology out here. Drone geoscience, they have a magnetometer. They were showcasing that capability of flying along, looking for oil wells and pipelines and minerals. Demonstrated that yesterday. And then today they showed the actual data collected and how they're able to map it. And then PIX4D software to do 3- and 4-dimensional imaging based on aerial imagery and photography. They also flew yesterday. Then they showed us the results of that. Basically, they did an 11-minute flight and were able to take that data within 7 minutes, give you a 3D image of the area that you're in. And
okay, take a break.
I know lots, right?
Take a breath. I haven't been able to say hi. Welcome to the
exciting
show, Dennis.
Stuff, man.
Thanks for calling
exciting
in.
Stuff. Oh, no, this has been great. This has truly been a unique and great event. And again, they're going to do this next year. So if you are into UAV, either professionally or hobbyist, this is a great conference for you to attend. They're going to expand it. It's hosted by the Central Colorado UAS and also UAS Colorado.
Okay.
Two drone organizations within the state.
So back up. So this is the 2021 UAS Roundup,
yes.
Fall Roundup,
yes.
Actually.
Yes.
It is taking place Monday, October 18th, right?
That's correct.
When is it through?
It's just today. It's a one day. It was actually the 17th and 18th. Yesterday was the drone demos, and then today is at the drone park. They did racing and all that. And then today is actual the conference. So.
Okay. And then for those of you that, you know, it's too late for this year, but for those of you that want to go next year, which includes myself, the website to look up is www.uasroundup.com.
That's correct.
So, okay, so the whole idea of this, you said the FAA is there, right?
FAA, CDOT, the state.
It's you know, it's kind of this battle between, and you and I have talked about this before, amongst a hobbyist, business type. So if you want to become Part 107 certified or licensed, I guess, if you will, which is the FAA license for anybody that wants to monetize their drone footage or something to do with drones.
Well, according to the FAA, theoretically, if you fly a drone, you should be Part 107 certified. And actually, if you go to FAASafety.gov, FAASafety.gov, and you put in drone in the search, you'll get a whole bunch of information, videos on all the things you're supposed to do to safely fly your drone.
Yes, of course. There's always rules associated with it. However, most hobbyist drones, DJI, those types of things, you know, the software, as long as you don't hack the software, the software prevents you pretty much from doing anything you're not supposed to, i.e. within 5 miles of an airport, you can't lift off or, you know, just little things like that. There, now, Part 107 certified is actually pretty much identical to becoming a pilot, to be honest with you. I've actually been studying for quite a few years.
They don't do a check ride. That was one of the discussions. It's a paper test, and there's no check ride yet. Correct. So you have to study, you take the test. And then they don't like make sure that you don't have to really even know how to fly the drone. You just have to be certified in the rules and regulations.
What I found though, that's exactly what it is. It's all it is the rules and regulation. Like for example, the part of the test that goes through communications is identical to what you would do as a full up pilot, a commercial pilot, which makes no sense because I don't have a headphone on a headset on when I'm flying a drone.
Right.
I don't
speak looking into all that
radio control towers and all that kind of stuff.
Right. We had a regulatory panel discussion. They had I don't know what DSPA stands for. Hold on. They're also based out of Colorado, but they're national. Wait, I got my notes here. So one more second here. It is the Drone Service Providers Alliance. It's based out of Colorado, but they're basically a policy voice. Legal forums, news and discussion, policy voice. They were here. The FAA had representation here, and then UAS Colorado was here on the first panel we had for regulatory panel discussion. Now at lunch, I told you they're having a nighttime cliff rescue with the Kitsap County, and then after lunch, they're going to have a discussion on beyond visual line of sight. Black Swift Technologies is here. They've been doing some work with USGS up in Alaska, doing beyond line of sight. Some work there, and CDOT is here, Colorado Department of Transportation, as well as the Colorado State University, Christopher Robertson. Many of you may not know, but Colorado University actually has a drone airport up in Fort Collins. It's the Chrisman Airfield, and it is specifically for drones. It's an actual airfield, 4,000-foot runway. If you're interested in bringing your drones up there, doing testing, working with Colorado State University, who's one of the lead universities in Colorado for UAS technologies and using just aircraft and or sensor payloads. They do a lot of stuff with methane, all kinds of different sensing. But anyway, so if you're interested in that, and we can help you get hooked up with Colorado State University. And then after lunch or after later this afternoon, they're going to have a discussion on emerging technology. There's a company called Wingtra that has a vertical launch, UAS, and a moment who has, what's the right term?
Animoment.
But it's basically, that's the name of the company, but they have a sensor that you can tell wind and weather within your UAV. And then Pix4D, as I talked to you earlier, which is developing all these visualization of the imaging.
And it's becoming
lots
more
of really
advanced.
Cool stuff. Oh, wow. Yeah. They said, well, they even said, you know, 10 years ago, none of this existed, and now we're using UAVs. They think, just for everybody out there in listener land, that UAV technology is still a budding, emerging technology. Jay Lindell from the Office of Economic Development and International Trade in the state of Colorado, he also briefed this morning, you know, that the state believe that this is also just starting to emerge as a technology as well as a business here in Colorado, part of the aerospace ecosystem. We do have a drone park here in Buena Vista. I can't remember, it's something like 30-something acres. But the big news out of this really is they are attempting to establish a test air corridor so you can fly your drone from Buena Vista down to Salida and back. So it's like 30 miles. So they were getting that cleared through the FAA, but that looks like that's going to happen relatively soon here.
What's cool about it is 4G or 5G signals, or what are they using? Some type of cellular signal?
I don't know. I'm hoping they bring that up at the Beyond Line of Sight discussion. I don't know what that is, and I don't know how they're doing it exactly, but that's been in the works now for a bit, and they're getting real close. Not only do you have a high-altitude test course or test facility here with the drone center, but you're also going to be able to fly them, like, pretty far.
Yeah, well, once again, that's another reason why to get Part 107 certified. You know, as a hobbyist, you can't fly beyond line of sight. Even as a Part 107, I think you're supposed to still have line of sight with an additional, with a spotter as well to spot directly. So,
yeah.
Things are changing. I can't keep up on all of it. There's some really good YouTube channels that I watch, matter of fact, weekly, that helps keep up on all the latest news and.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, too. So UAS Colorado is here. They are the premier UAS group in the state, and they combine industry, government, and academia. They put on networking events. They host a monthly networking event, but they also do a clubhouse. So... the last Monday of every month at 11 o'clock, they host a clubhouse where you can come on from anywhere on the planet. And if you want to talk about UAS related topics, they offer that as well, on top of other things that they offer.
I just looked that up. The website for that is uascolorado.com. The vision statement is for Colorado to lead globally in unmanned aircraft technology for the good of all.
Yep. And the president is here today, Don. Don's last name. I'm putting some paperwork here so everybody bear with me. But Don Zoldy, she's president of UAS Colorado. She is also the host of the weekly podcast, Dawn of the Drones.
That's pretty sweet.
If you're interested in that, somebody coined it for her. And so it stuck. And so that became her. Podcast. So Dawn of the Drones, and she's also the president of UAS Colorado. We're going to have her on a podcast here sometime in the near future.
Okay.
Super interested to talk to her. And we're also going to have Black Swift on as well. Dr. Jack Elston. They're doing some really cool work with NOAA, doing two launch UASs. They're going to drop one in the eye of a hurricane. They also, as I mentioned, doing some beyond line of sight USGS measuring for some volcanoes up in the Aleutians. I also have a capability that does soil moisture content measuring as well as snow moisture content. They develop their own UAVs, their own sensors and command and control. They've done a lot of glacier work, and now they're starting to do some wildfire work as well. So great stuff. These are all Colorado companies. Well, not everybody here is Colorado. Wingtra is actually a Swiss company, and actually Pix4D is a Swiss company as well, but they have offices here in the United States flying those. One of the coolest things I didn't know about is drone racing, and I actually saw some on TV about a week ago, but FPV is here, and they have offices
view.
First Person View, and I thought that's the name of the company, and the company is...
It's pretty crazy. Those guys are insane. I mean, the hand-eye coordination they have is just beyond.
Full Send is the name of the Full Send is fullsendfpv.com. They have stores up in Denver. They are offering little teeny racers that are, I think you said they're like 15 centimeters. They're racing those around. And then they have larger ones too. And they offer racing up in Denver actually go down to the Denver Tech Center and race around buildings. They do freestyle and then also the race courses. And that's really picking up here in Colorado. They have, I guess Colorado has some of the best FPV racers in the world. And there's a 17-year-old kid out of Denver, supposedly, who's one of the best in the world. And he flies these guys. So pretty neat stuff, though. I was watching it yesterday. It's pretty fantastic how these guys just take these little UAVs and flip them everywhere.
When I first got into drones, I was going to do FPV. You know, I started out with DJI. Yeah. Actually, I started with, you know, the cheap ones. Then I moved up to smaller DJIs. And now I'm into big DJIs. But I looked into the FPG stuff. The problem with that is it's kind of like what I was used to when I got big into racing RC cars. Running RC cars is fun and fine. As soon as you start racing every single week, you better have fairly deep pocketbooks because it was costing me minimum of $100 to $200 every single week just replacing parts. And FPG is the same way.
Yeah.
You hit a branch at 100 mile an hour, you breaking stuff.
So actually, they were showing me, there's a 3D company that actually can make parts for you, but they were showing for $400 you can get like a starter kit with the headset and the battery and all UAV, which, you know, like I said, like, but they're really sturdy. You can drop them, crash them. They were flying them around and crashing them and stuff. They just pick up and fly again. So they build them more and more, you know, like they have pieces around the rotors, stuff like that. So anyways, really cool stuff. I mean, again, if you are at all into the UAV, RPV, UAS, drone, whatever you want to call it, internet, and Central Colorado UAS group, as well as UAS Colorado, and ultimately the Small Roundup, is an exciting place to be. Lots of companies here that do anywhere from, you know, roof and solar panel inspections to land surveys, imagery, to all the kind of ecosystem pieces are here. So they're looking at next year maybe doing a two-day event because it's become so popular. Something to think about as you kind of move into 2022. And sorry if you didn't make it up here this year, but another part of the Colorado government contracting ecosystem that we don't really pay a lot of attention to.
So was this main – was – in attendance at this event, do you have the hobbyists represented, the big boys like Amazon, are they represented?
Amazon is not. It's mostly local government, you know, state government, local government, and then I would say smaller businesses as well as universities and some of the larger businesses. Not like Amazon or, yeah. That might be some of the goals for next year to bring some of those kind of.
Okay. So what did it cost you to get there? A registration? If I remember, it was like
it's cheap.
$75, something like that.
Yes, it was.
And then my understanding, the hotel where you guys are staying is amazing.
It is. And you can get Mount Princeton Hot Springs Resort and Conference Center. Which is amazing, and they have discounted rate to stay up here, and you can go into the hot springs, which I had not been to before, but fantastic. Maybe we'll post a picture, but basically they have, I think it's 5 pools, 400-foot water slides. It's closed right now. They closed after Labor Day. And then all these hot tubs you can sit in, a spa, and then also along the river, there's actually some river pools that you can sit in. And they range anywhere from 40 degrees down to 120, about 10 different pools. There's some what water's coming in, because you actually sit right on top of where the water's coming out of the ground, hot water coming out of the ground. And then the pools are actually all sourced by hot springs.
So for those of you feeling bad for Dennis, don't. It sounds like he's had a really rough go at it for the last 48 hours. So Dennis, are you coming back in? Joining the land of normal people again for a little bit?
No. No, I think I'm moving up here. It is so beautiful right now. So the fall colors are out. I'm sitting right by the river here at the conference center between the two mountain peaks. It's just an absolutely stunning view. And again, you can't find a better place to have a conference as Mount Princeton Hot Springs. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here actually to engage with the UAS community. And again, what a great event. Highly recommend you check it out. And to all our listeners from the UAV piece of this ecosystem, I'm going to engage you some more and challenge you to come out next year. Spend some time with Nate and I up at Mount Princeton. If it gets too big, I don't know what they'll do, but up here at Mount Princeton, so we can engage at least the Rocky Mountain UAS community and help to grow this industry more.
Nice.
That's kind of my goal for next.
Well, maybe what we'll do is, Dennis, we'll get in with somebody out there. We'll set up the podcast gear, and we'll be up there just talking to people.
Yes, I think that would be awesome.
Okay, well, any parting words of wisdom for the rest of the crowd here?
Well, two last things. So one is they also had the Elevation Beer Company out of Poncho Springs Daisy Liquors out of Buena Vista as sponsor. Yes, and it's pretty great. So,
keep rubbing it in.
come up to the mountains. Come up to the high altitude drone park. Also, check out if you want to. I get some information on the CSU Drone Center, Colorado State University Drone Center, in the Chrisman Airfield. And we can put you in touch with any of the vendors here that you'd like. Spend a lot of time talking to almost all of them. And then look forward to seeing all of you who do UAS. Up here to next year.
Okay. Well, Dennis, thanks for calling in again. I know you're extremely busy up there. So it's always nice to get a quick rundown of where you are. It's kind of like Carmen Sandiego, but only
where's Waldo?
DK. Or where's Waldo? Either one. You kind of look where's a little Waldo? More like Waldo. Anyway, we appreciate it. And until next week, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.